A recent survey looks at the top professional skills valued by workers who've graduated from university for 3 years. So what tops the list for these employees? I suppose after you've joined the workforce, you've been in the company environment for 3 years, which is a comfortable time, I suppose, that you've gained some experience and understanding of the workplace. And what do employees value as important qualities to succeed?
So, like He Yang has just said, the survey was conducted among students graduated basically in the year 2014, because as of now, they've been joining the workplace for around 3 years, and it was conducted by The Paper, and they got some interesting results. Apparently, top on the list are, there are two things top on the list, with a 80% rate of students believing that, employee believing that these two are the most important quality that they should have, most important skills. They are stress tolerance and environmental adaptability. So basically, they believe they should have the ability to work under big pressure, and that should be one of the top priority. And another thing is to be able to be in the environment, maybe not only in the so-called physical environment, but also their co-workers, their employer, being able to cope with them, to work with them. And after that, after these two qualities, we also have problem-solving ability, cooperative problem-solving ability high on the list. I think it means as a team member, as a team worker, they should have the ability to solve problems in the team. And also information acquisition and selection ability. I would say this is researching ability as well. So these are the two other very important qualities. And the sense of responsibility, insights, strategic planning ability, and loyalty to the company are also on the list valued by these three-year post-undergraduates.
Well, what do you think, Tony? Do you think that these, what are your understanding of these qualities, so to speak? Because for me, they're like big terms, and they could be, I suppose, meaning different things for different people.
Well, I think that as a student, and, you know, most of us have been trained to really study and perform by ourselves. And so this coming into a work environment is very important for you to be able to, well, collaborate with other people and to solve a problem, not just with, you know, by yourself, but collectively as a unit. And so I think when a lot of people come into these organizations, it's a brand new world for them. And I believe that environmental adaptability is being able to take on an issue and discuss it among colleagues and come to a consensus. And that is not very easy, especially for someone who's been, or for students, for all of us really, who have been going to school and dealing with things on our own. So I think that this is a huge change for a lot of people, especially in the workplace where you have to deal with a lot of things at once and you can't just solve things on your own. You have to, you know, go to other people for advice and also to solve something together. And it sounds a lot similar to when I was in school. We typically have projects where we have to do things together, and it was the hardest thing for me because I was used to doing everything by myself. But, you know, in a work environment, no one's an island unto themselves. They have to, you know, perform together.
Yeah, island is a really good metaphor that you use here. And I totally agree with you. I think for students, yes, I suppose most of your work to get good grades, you need to work on your own, except for those projects. Do we have these projects that we need to do in Chinese universities?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, that's when personalities clash.
Absolutely.
And people have different working schedules back in the day in uni when some people, they just like to chat. Oh, can't you just do work?
Right.
And I'm a go-doer or whatever it is called. Tony, what is the correct term? Like, I am, like, when I get an order and when I have homework assignment and I have a live show to do, I am out of the, yes, go-getter. I'm out of the driveway when that person is still in the back and talking and having tea. Oh, I just, okay, so personality clash, and that could also be translated in the workplace as well.
And that's, I think you always also have individuals who just don't do their share. And I think this is something that we have.
Freeloaders.
In every line of work, as a student, I mean, there's always barriers in any type of cooperation. And I feel that when you come to work, this is a wake-up call for a lot of people that, okay, this is, these individuals are not, weren't only in school, but they're also in work. And but you still have to work with these individuals. So it's an all-around learning experience.
And another thing that I would possibly add to the environmental adaptability, that is, I think this would run true with the students as well, is you try to fit in, I feel. So that's about adapting with the atmosphere you're in. And most people, I suppose, would want to change yourself a little bit or act in a more inviting way or something just so that you can fit in the team, fit in the new job.
Right.
And but for, you know, listeners out there, I don't understand why you don't want to stand out. So, but that's another another discussion for a different day, I suppose. So just to recap, for these people that have graduated with an undergraduate degree for 3 years, they think that stress tolerance, environmental adaptability, and collaborative problem solving are the, I suppose, top three important qualities to have. Nyoholin, what about vocational school graduates?
Well, for vocational school graduates, it's a little different because we can see that the environmental adaptability in the workplace is considered to be the most important, with a 85% of surveyed saying that, well, this is an important quality. And it is followed by stress tolerance again and collaborative problem-solving ability. So it's safe to say that all these three abilities are very important to both university graduates and vocational school graduates. But maybe for vocational school students, they value the skill of environmental adaptability a little bit higher. And what's also interesting is that you can see that after graduate, only 65% of university graduates are still doing the thing that they've learned in university, or at least related to what they've majored in university. And that figure is a little less higher, which is 56% for vocational school college graduates.
Yeah, I can identify with that. I feel that a lot of the people that I know back home, they graduate in certain degrees, for example, like accounting, and you come back and you speak to them a few years later and they're doing something completely different.
Yes.
And it's just, it's very interesting that a lot of people, you know, sometimes when you go to school, you haven't, you know, the notion that you would like to do this, and it could be from your family or different influences in your life. But sometimes when you get some exposure in that field, you realize, oh, this is actually not something I would like to do. So I think a lot of people, especially in my age group, are making some changes.
And that figure at least showed that even though you didn't actually study this major, maybe after joining the workplace for a acceptable amount of time, you are able to learn the skills on the job and you are able to deliver. And that might be the reason why this survey concentrated on the so-called attitude a lot more than the so-called capability in my dictionary, because I actually graduated in 2014 for my master's degree. So I could easily fall into the category of people surveyed. And I don't think this is a very well-rounded-up kind of survey, because they only ask questions about attitude. And to me, if I am the person that's maybe talking to some fellow students from my school, if they're asking me what is the most important quality you need to have, I would definitely say, well, the ability to deliver, the ability to fulfill the need of your employer, the ability to actually finish the task on time. Of course, attitude is important, but they are some kind of bonus point in my mind. I believe having a good attitude, being able to be socially acceptable among your coworkers, of course, that's nice. It will make your life and your colleagues' life much easier. But your employee to them, they are paying for your time and your ability to do the job. If you have a good attitude, you will be more welcome, but it's highly likely that you're going to be hired because you're a super nice person but know nothing about the job.
Bravo! Yo, holy bravo! I am also an employee, certainly not an employer, but I can totally relate to what you're saying, and I understand full-heartedly that why are you here, right? That is to do the job. So that is the most important thing that needs to be asked. But in reality, though, sometimes the most capable person doesn't get the promotion, isn't really valued as much if this person can only do the job and can't
sell the result, in a way.
Yeah, or attitude-wise doesn't show to be such a likable person that can fit in the office. And I think because Nyoholin, what you say, it makes so much sense, but it only works perfectly in the economics textbook that is called the perfect economy. That is when these feelings and other factors don't come into play. So the person that's got the highest productivity should get the highest pay, the promotion, the flowers, the bouquet, and everything. But it doesn't always work like that in real life. And it's quite interesting that the survey so far, as we've cited from it, that is taking the point of view of the employee. So the employees think that if I meet these qualities, then I should be able to succeed or do better, be seen as doing better in the workplace. And yes, capability, we should bring that into the discussion from time to time.
And I definitely agree with you in that being able to deliver is very important. And that is significantly why they're hiring people. However, I also feel that on the other side, I think that you definitely have to have a certain quality about you to be able to deliver correctly. Because I feel that there's people who do deliver, they do their job, but they do the bare minimum. So on paper, it looks like they're completing all their tasks and they do it in a timely fashion, but it lacks luster. So sometimes you do need to be able to go the extra mile. And I think that this is where, you know, having a strong work ethic comes into play, and not just doing the job, but doing it well. And so, you know, going over, sometimes if you're working from, you know, if you finish at 6 o'clock, well, sometimes if it means completing the task and doing it well, you may have to stay over a little bit more. And I feel that these people are the ones that tend to shine a little bit more than other employees, especially when it comes to promotion. And not all the time, but in most cases.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually. And also, if you take a look at the top values employers look for, you can see strong work ethics. You can see dependability and responsibility, and possessing a positive attitude, and also honesty, integrity, self-motivated. All these things are important to employers as well. But the reason I stress capability a lot is because when I search on the internet about coming to a new job, just graduated, wanted to start work, what should I do? I see a lot of questions concentrating on how to talk to the old colleagues. What should I wear first day to work? What if the old colleagues of mine bully me or ask me to maybe pour them a glass of milk or
water,
sweep the floor or something? So I think a lot of students have this imaginary world when they actually join in the workplace, it's like battlefield, everyone's trying to destroy them, and they need to acquire a certain kind of strategy to survive. But for me, maybe I'm lucky because I've only been working in CRI for in this 3 years, almost four. But I think everyone's actually very nice, especially your colleagues. They are willing to help you because if you can grow faster on the job, you can actually shoulder a little bit more of the responsibility, and you guys are able to work together to make sure that your team deliver a good result. And not everybody is trying to sabotage you or hurt you, so don't worry about that. What you really need to worry about, and it seems that at least from the engine, search engine, you're not actually concentrating, is your ability to learn on the job, is your ability to actually remember all the things, the knowledge you've learned at school. And that is why I stress that point a lot.
That's really interesting. And I think, yeah, thanks for saying that, Nyoholian. It's actually something that I don't think many... well, when you're fresh on the job and then you might worry about the things that really is not worth worrying. Because why are you here? I keep on asking that question. People expect you to do your job, and your boss or your colleagues don't need to wipe up the stuff that you leave behind. Mm. And there's not such high expectation, especially for people that's freshly joined the organization. So if you can prove that you can do the job well, I think that is the most important part. But Tony, you seem to have something else to say about this. Feel free to do that.
Well, I just think it depends on the nature of the industry that you're in.
Oh, that's a good point.
Sometimes when you're in a sales environment, it's very cutthroat. And sometimes when you're new, people observe and they watch you as if to say, do you really belong here? Let's see how well they can perform.
Yeah, so do the job.
So before they actually lend their hand, they will see if, you know, how well you can perform and if you can compete at their level. So I really think that it just depends on what you're doing. And I also find in journalism, people tend to be a lot more, you know, they extend themselves and they help. And it's a very different from a sales environment. And I'm reflecting a little bit on my short experience on sales, and it could be very competitive and it can be a bit cold, but it just, again, it depends on where you are. And I also feel that, you know, when it comes to, you know, working in an environment, the positive attitude, I think, is very huge. And I think that this is a leadership quality that you can really inspire other people. And I think that's what employers are really looking for as well, especially with people who are coming in. But for people that are already there, it's very important that you can shine and you can inspire other people to be positive. And that way you get more things done. Or if you, on the other side, if you are not positive, then you can become what we would consider a rotten apple that, you know, makes everyone else in the group negative. So I think being positive too is very huge for employers.
Definitely. And actually, sorry, Nyoholian. Actually, I think, Tony, what you're pointing at is an important leadership skill. Mm. And yes, those that can lead a team, that can spread the positive energy, get everybody excited to move on, to get the next, get to the next destination. Mm. That is a really important leadership skill. So I think, yeah, there's different positions in the group, and I suppose sometimes different qualities are required. Mm. Yeah, Nyoholian, you had something to say.
Yes, I was trying to say that actually graduating from school, after doing that and join a workplace, of course you have to go through a certain kind of transformation because you're changing your social role. That's very important because if you're with your parents, you always play the role of a child. Doesn't matter how old you are. And if you're being with your child, you need to be the parent, you need to be the role model. And if you start from a student to a so-called social person, you need to abide certain kind of rules. There are the rules that you see from the outside. You see there are company regulations and rules you need to abide, but also you need to understand the some kind of implicit rule, such as if someone asks you to do something, after finish doing it, you should reply to the person who asked you. It's a certain kind of working etiquette in my mind. I think there are certain things that nobody might teach you or tell you it's a rule, but you need to know and understand and be polite enough to abide those. And that is, that might be the reason why Tony said in different environment, different industry, there are different kind of atmosphere and different culture. So understand that is important. So maybe if you just want to join a workplace, you can ask around a little bit, ask the students before you, graduated before you, about that, and that will help a little as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I feel that, well, you graduated back in 2014,
yes,
right? That's so recent. I graduated back in 2007. So that puts me in a different group. And I feel like I'm what you would consider a millennial. And with, like most millennials right now, a lot of us, well, we do this thing called job hopping. And a lot of us have worked in different industries for, you know, over a period of years. And it's, there is, every company does have a specific culture, and sometimes it's a bit difficult to distinct what this culture is like, and you know how exactly to fit in or blend in. And I feel like there's some pros and some cons to that as well, changing jobs.
Yeah, certainly. That is making news here in China, as recently there's a lot of flack that's been thrown at those born in 1995. Around that age, so they've only recently joined the workforce and they've been job hopping already. So, of course, as somebody older who's been working for a little bit longer, then, maybe you would cast some shade towards these people, and you're thinking, you can't even stay on one job for more than half a year? Well, there is no perfect job out there. There's always going to be something that you are not happy with and you need to learn about. And everybody's a student in life. And do you think that maybe there's a little bit of audacity there? Or how do you explain this? What are your thoughts on the fact that those very young, fresh graduates are often changing jobs so rapidly?
Well, I think it has a little bit, in again, every culture, every country has different circumstances. And I find that in the U.S., a lot of people who change jobs, it's really, they're starting their work life not really knowing exactly which direction they want to go in. And sometimes they think that they want to go into one area and then they decide it's not for them. So they change and they feel they're young and that, you know, it's okay to change things and to move around. And there's, you know, again, you have this option of increased mobility. So, and I feel that in my personal life, you know, being able to change jobs is, it's a way to, you know, cultivate certain skills and a trade that enables you to move around. For example, in journalism, so it's not strange for people to work for different companies. And also in teaching, for example, English teaching is prevalent in a lot of countries and people can go all over and teach and change jobs, and it's quite the norm. But in certain industries, this probably wouldn't be the way to go.
Well, I would think that actually it's a luxury for them that they can still hop jobs because they don't have to support a family, they don't have a mortgage to pay, so they can do that. But you should always bear in mind that in the perfect world, the more important or interesting the job you do, you should be earning more. But actually in the real world, that is something you should consider as an advantage. So if you're enjoying your job, maybe that's something that you should keep in mind, that learning a little bit less than your classmates is okay as long as you're enjoying it.
Yeah, enjoying it. And you got to give it a little bit time to understand what is it all about. Casting a judgment too fast, sometimes I feel you're losing out on seeing the big picture. You're listening to Roundtable